When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Altcoin Podcast, your source for all things altcoins and fun degen crypto stuff. I'm your host, Chad Michael Burry, and today we're talking about the latest news from the blockchain platform Phantom. The project is set to introduce version 2 of its FUSD stablecoin in order to provide a more predictable and budget-friendly system for builders, partners, and users. Although the developers haven't given a timeline for the release, the new version will allow stakeholders to allocate fees in either Phantom, FTM, or FUSD and predict future costs based on usage. But first, let's take a step back and learn about the history and founders of Phantom. Phantom was founded in 2018 by Dr. Ang Eek and Michael Kong with the aim of creating a high-performance decentralized platform for real-time transactions. The project uses a unique consensus mechanism, the Lachis protocol, which allows for fast and efficient transactions without the need for miners. Phantom has positioned itself as a leader in the decentralized finance space, or DeFi space, with users able to use their FTM to mint FUSD and access DeFi applications built on the system, such as those for lending, trading, and borrowing. The new FUSD stablecoin will provide a more consistent system for planning and budgeting for grants and allow programmers to build additional institutional products for users. It's important to note that the migration to the new FUSD will result in the liquidation of any positions where FUSD debt is equal to or greater than the FTM backing it. To help those users close out their position, Phantom has built a swap tool that allows users to swap the DAI stablecoin to FUSD and settle their outstanding debt. And price-wise, it looks like we've got a little bump in price from the news, but if you're watching over on the YouTubes, you can see on the 4-hour, we probably will get a bit of a pullback around that 53-cent level. And then who knows, as Bitcoin really isn't looking super strong right now, but as always, not financial advice. Don't take any advice from me. I'm a long-term holder of Phantom, in full disclosure. But if it were me, I'd probably wait to see how you react to that 53-cent level. But yeah, that's it for today's episode of the Altcoin Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates on all things altcoins and DeFi and Phantom related. 2 minutes. There we go. Stop.